You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 217, the date of Luke. Today's challenge. Luke's gospel isn't reliable. He wrote it long after the events and was not an eyewitness. Today's defense. Luke's gospel was written within living memory of the events it records, and it is based on eyewitness testimony. We elsewhere discuss the fact that Luke wasn't an eyewitness. See day 44. Biographies are commonly written by people who aren't eyewitnesses, and Luke was in an especially good position as a biographer because he consulted eyewitnesses. Luke 1:2. Raymond Brown proposed a late date for Luke and Acts of 85, give or take 5 to 10 years, an introduction to the New Testament, pages 226 and 280. If so, Luke would have been written a little more than 50 years after the ministry of Jesus, which was within living memory. However, Luke was probably written earlier. The key to identifying when is its relationship with the book of Acts. Luke and Acts were written as a two-volume set, the first of which covered Jesus' life and ministry, and the second of which covered the history of the church up to the time Acts was written. The fact that they are meant as companion works is indicated by several factors. First, Acts picks up exactly where Luke leaves off. Compare Acts 1, 1-2, with Luke 24, 44-52. Second, both are dedicated to the same man, Theophilus, who was apparently Luke's patron. Luke 1, 1-4, Acts 1, 1. Third, Acts refers to the Gospel of Luke as the first book, Acts 1, 1, implying that Acts is the second in the set. This indicates that Luke was written earlier than Acts, and we have a very good idea of when Acts was written. Luke apparently completed it during the second year of Paul's first imprisonment in Rome. See day 79. Most hold that Paul's imprisonment began in AD 60, though a careful reading of the evidence suggests it was in AD 58. See Jack Finnegan, Handbook of Biblical Chronology, 2nd edition, and Andrew Steinman, From Abraham to Paul. Acts would then be written in AD 60, and Luke's gospel was written before that. It's probable, given their dedication to the same man and the fact that the end of Luke seems to envision the beginning of Acts, that Luke was written only shortly before Acts, in AD 59, less than 30 years after Jesus' ministry.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.